Well, greetings. The title of Celebrating the Rest of the Lord Together represents why we're together today. Let's pray.
我们今天所要讲的信息，同庆主的安息正是说明了我们今天一起在这个地方来庆祝主的这个圣日让我们来一起来低头祷告。
Father, we're thankful for a day of celebration, really, that we are together in you, in Christ, and whether it's in person, face to face, or whether it's over YouTube or technology, whatever way, in spirit, we're with you, and we're together with you, and we just thank you for your presence in that, and we ask you to bless our time together today. In your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As I say, we're not always quite yet ready to be together person to person, but we certainly are together in the Spirit.
虽然我们还没有到那个地步，我们大家一起可以来实体的一起来敬拜主，但是我们知道我们在主的圣灵里面我们同感一灵，我们可以一起来敬拜主的。
Together we'll look at Leviticus 23, and I think we'll see what's always been God's plan for His people.
今天呢，我们一起会来分享利未记第23章，我们一起来看看这一直是神他对他的子民的计划。
Now I know that for Leviticus, a lot of people seem to think it's just regulations, and many people seem to think for no good reason.
利未记呢包含了很多的这个典章制度呢很多的人们呢会认为这有什么好谈的呢？
Many of these regulations at times have been misunderstood, even misrepresented as shortcomings in God's character.
就像其他的这个规条一样，有时呢，人们会误认为这些规条呢甚至呢会把错误的来把这些规条解释成上帝好像缺少了什么，短缺了什么。
So that may seem strange to you, but these regulations and instructions have been used to accuse God, for instance, of caring more for men than women, or for caring more for healthy people than sick people.
在特别是在利未记的一些关于上帝的规条跟这个教导呢，有时候反而被人用来解释成上帝呢，好像更照顾男人多过于女人，甚至呢上帝呢是只看顾那些健康的人多过于那些有疾病的人们。
Some have even said that the God of the Old Testament was very cruel and unloving compared to Jesus in the New Testament.
甚至有些人呢会认为在旧约里头的上帝呢好像是非常残忍的，甚至当我们来和这个新约中这三位一体的爱人的非常爱人的耶稣基督来相比呢。
There was a children's Sunday school teacher, was talking to his class, and he asked the kids, "Why do you think God killed the Egyptians in the Red Sea?" And one of his students spoke up and says, "Well, that was before God was a Christian."
在一次的这个儿童的主日学里头呢，这个老师问这个学生呢为什么在旧约里头红海呢，这个上帝呢在红海杀了这么多的这个埃及人？那一位年轻的这个学生举手，赶快的举手回答说呢，哦，那些是在上帝变成这个基督徒之前所做的。
So if we run into that to kind of get rid of any kind of ideas that Jesus was more loving and understanding than the Father, we can point to verses like Hebrews 1:1-3a.
圣经里头有多处呢来解释到为什么在旧约里头我们会看起来好像上帝旧约的上帝呢比这个新约的这个主耶稣基督呢不像新约的主耶稣基督这么可爱。
So looking at that scripture, it says, long ago God spoke many times and in many ways to his ancestors through the prophets. And now, in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son he created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command.
我们在下面举出的这个圣经里头呢，我们可以看出是为什么？就譬如说，在希伯来书第一章1-3节这边说到，上帝既在古时借着众先知多次多方的小谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子耶稣基督小谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也借着他创造诸世界。 祂是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，祂是上帝本体的真相，常用祂全能的命令托住万有。
It certainly was the case that much of God's commands and regulations in the Old Testament were intended to foreshadow Jesus as both the final high priest and the final sacrifice.
我们不要忘了，在旧约里头多处的。 上帝的命令跟这些规条，是来预表新约中主耶稣基督，他是那位至终的至高的这位大祭司和这位我们的牺牲者。但是现在呢，主耶稣基督已经来到，这些预表已经都实现了。
So of course shadows are no longer needed now, as it tells us in Colossians
2:16-17.
So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbaths. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come, and Christ himself is that reality.
在哥罗西书第2:16-17节这么说道，所以我们不拘在饮食上，在节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断你们，这些原是后世的影儿。
And yet for ancient Israel, shadows were good to lead God's people in the right direction, just as it was with the law.
在对当时的旧约以色列人、上帝的子民来讲，这些规条是必须的，但是呢，就好像那些律法一样。
Paul in Galatians 3:24 said, let me put it another way. The law was our guardian until Christ came. It protected us until we could be made right with God through faith.
就像在保罗在加拉太书3:24节这么说道，这样律法是我们启蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。 在立位记里头，这些上帝给他的子民，是给那时候上帝的子民的一些规条，但是对我们今天和后世的人们来讲，却是预表性的。
So Leviticus had a message for God's people then, and prophetically for us today, and even the end of days.
就是我刚刚所讲的，对我们现代人来讲，立位记的这些典章制度呢，是对我们今天和后世的人都有预表性的作用的。
So I want us to look at three areas of focus in these appointed festivals that we can see in Leviticus 23.
今天呢，通过这个立位记第二十三章呢，我想要来讲到，特别来指出三个方面。
So one, we want to focus on the Sabbath rest. Two, we want to focus on holy assembly. And three, we want to focus on what God has done.
第一方面呢，我们会专注在这个安息主日上面。第二方面呢，我们会讲到这个圣会。第三方面呢，我们会专注在上帝已经完成的一些事。
So Leviticus 23:1-4 says, The Lord said to Moses, Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. These are the Lord's appointed festivals, which are to be proclaimed as official days for holy assembly. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of complete rest, an official day for holy assembly. It is the Lord's Sabbath day, and it must be observed wherever you live. In addition to the Sabbath, these are the Lord's appointed festivals, the official days for holy assembly that are to be celebrated at their proper times each year.
在利未记第二十三章一到四节这么说道：耶和华对摩西说：“你小谕以色列人说，耶和华的节期，你们要宣告的。” 圣会的节期，六日要做圣工，第七日是圣安息日，当有圣会。你们什么工都不可做，这是你们一切的住处，向耶和华守的安息日。耶和华的节期就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会的，乃是这些：正月十四日黄昏的时候是耶和华的逾越节，这月。
Now the Sabbath. The Sabbath wasn't really a festival like these other seven in 23, but yet it's the first mentioned.
Nineteen. 这安息日呢，实际上并不是这七个节，我们要讨论七个节期里中的其中之一，但是呢，它却是在利未记第二十三章这里第一个所提到的。It
was a day set apart not only for rest but also for the gathering of the people of God.
它是特别的一天，分别出来要来休息，但是呢，也同时是呢，让上帝的子民能够聚集在一起的一日。So
those two aspects are really connecting themes to focus on in the seven festivals of Leviticus 23.
这两个层面呢，把利未记里头。 所讲这七个要讲的这个节期呢，紧紧的串联在一起。These
festivals for the Israelites were about relationship with God and with each other.
这以色列人这个节期呢，是用来庆祝我们和上帝的子民和上帝的这个关系和上帝的子民彼此之间的关系的。
They were symbolic occasions to teach a truth God wanted to get across to His people.
同时，他们也代表了上帝借着这些庆典呢，来把他的这个真理呢，来宣给他，在他的子民当中来宣告的。
But they were also to drive home a basic truth designed for human happiness.
他们也同时呢，是每个家庭里头，每个让每个人，快乐的一些基本的这个教导。
Now the United Nations decided to designate March 20th for the International Day of Happiness. But I think I'll depend on God for that.
联合国呢，定了这个每年的3月20号呢，是国际快乐节。那我会在上帝的这里面呢，来寻找这样子的快乐。
The purpose of the festivals was to celebrate what God has done, not what people are doing.
这些庆典的这个目的呢，是要来庆祝上帝已经为我们所做的，而不是我们人们要去做什么来得到这些快乐的。
They also emphasize the importance of people coming together to celebrate this.
同时他更强调的，是当这些子民呢，聚集在一起来庆祝上帝已经完成的善功。
All of these festivals are a form of the Sabbath and consist of one Sabbath or even several.
所有这些庆典呢，是以安息日来作为这个中心，它可能甚至包含了两个或三个这个安息日在一起的。
The Sabbath rest seems to be at the very heart of God's caring for mankind.
因为这安息日正代表的这上帝是怎么样来爱护的这个他的百姓的一个中心。
God's rest goes back to the very beginning when he rested because his creation was complete.
上帝的第一个安息是在他创造了这用六天创造了这个世界之后来开始第一个这个安息。
Now he didn't need 6 days for creation, but he wanted to make a point that he keeps going back to.
上帝呢大能的上帝他并不需要用七天来完成他的这个善功，但是呢他这么做是要让他的百姓明白他的善功是永远不会停息的。
So his point is that mankind's heart will always be restless until it rests in him.
因为上帝知道呢，除非是在上帝里头的安息呢，否则人们永远会是焦虑不安的。
He wanted the Israelites to see that a person that has entered into his rest has stopped his own work and is resting in the work of God.
Thirty-three. 他要以色列人呢，看到呢，当人们进入他的安息里面呢，是人们正在享受上帝的这个善功。
See, those operating out of dependence upon God are not trying to do it themselves.
这些those operating out of
dependence upon God are not depending on themselves.
他要人们知道呢，人们的这个安息呢，是完全是上帝的这个善功，而不是人自己的努力的成果。
They were to learn to rest on what God has done, and is still ready to do, and is still doing.
他要人们学习呢安息在上帝已经完成的这些善功里面呢，而且不断的能够来持续的往前，借着这些安息呢 能够来继续的往前走。
Man typically thinks, and I'll include women in this, that he can only rest after work. But that's not the rest that God's pointing to.
很多人认为呢，人只有在停止了他的工作之后才能够得到安息。但是这并不是真正所讲在上帝里头的安息所说的。
We can lay down to rest our bodies and never be in God's rest.
我们可以躺下来让我们的身体这个得到这个休息，但是呢我们同时我们也虽然我们可以让我们的身体呢躺下来得到这个安息，但是呢那可能永远都不会是所谓的在上帝里头的这个得到的安息。
In fact, sometimes we lay down to rest and we can't rest because we're holding on to the cares of the world.
就像我们常常我们可以躺下来休息，但是我们却仍然被世界的这个忧虑所缠绕，而没有办法得到真正的安息。
In fact, I've been quite guilty of that in past years. I guess a little less now that I'm retired.
在我退休之前呢我觉得非常的亏欠，因为我没有不了解真正的这个安息。但是现在退休之后呢，慢慢的我了解了安息的意思。
Even before we work or before we're doing good things, we should be resting in the Lord.
不管是我们是在退休之前，或者我们正在进行一件美好的事情呢，我们都应该要学习怎么样在上帝里头得到安息。
It's kind of like God's instructions many times seem reversed, like resting to get more work done.
有时候呢上帝的这个教导呢，好像和我们所知道的我们必须要休息才能去做更多的工作是相冲突的。
But again, that person that is resting in God is operating out of dependence upon what God has done.
当我们真正的能够进入到这个上帝的安息，指的是呢我们并不单靠，我们完全是靠着上帝善工的成果来做基础的。
That's why our Sabbath today is in Jesus. He is the fulfillment of the Sabbath for us.
这就是为什么我们的安息日呢是在这个以主耶稣基督里面来过的，因为主耶稣基督他是那位制定安息日的主。
He's both the Lord of the Sabbath and himself our Sabbath rest, as in Matthew 11:28-30.
他同时是安息日的主那让我们可以在他里面得享安息，就像在马太福音11:28到30这么做到，凡劳苦沾重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.For I am gentle and lowly at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
正如马太福音 刚刚所读的。
Mankind was made to work out of rest, not out of tension, not out of anxiety, not out of pressure.
人是上帝造我们的目的啊，是要在他里面得到安息，并不是在过着紧张、焦虑和压力下来度过这个生活的。
In fact, salvation means to cease from one's work and rest securely what Christ has done for us.
救恩呢，正是代表着我们要停止那些打破，我们要停止我们不用打破头去争取那争取不到的我们只有安稳的在主耶稣，在主耶稣基督已经完成的救赎里面来得到休息。
It means rest in knowing your sins are forgiven and receiving your right standing with God.
这正代表着我们呢我们了解到我们的罪得到赦免，而且我们也承认我们是站在和神是站在同一边的。
Of course, the Jewish leaders in Jesus' time tried to make it more about something to achieve rather than to receive.
很不幸的，在耶稣时代的犹太领袖呢，人们呢，领袖们呢，他们却认为他们一定要在做事上面做出一些成果，而不愿意来单单的在领受这个神已经做成的。
Jesus stressed our only important work to be right with God is to believe in Him.
因为主耶稣一再的强调呢，真正重要的功呢，是真正重要的这个工作呢，是要去相信这个上帝和他在一起的。
In John 6:29, Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one who He has sent. Do this, and receive the gift of eternal life, resting in His power, not work out of your power."
就像在约翰福音第六章第二十九节耶稣回答说呢，当门徒来问耶稣当怎么做的时候呢，耶稣回答他们说呢，只要信上帝所差来的，这就是做上帝的工了。
So let's look at these seven festivals in Leviticus 23.
接下来呢，就让我们来看看在利未记23章所讲的这七个节日。
The first one, the festival of Passover and the festival of unleavened bread together, we can see in Leviticus 23:5-8.
在利未记第23章第5节到第8节讲到的是逾越节和这个无酵节。
The Lord's Passover begins at sundown on the 14th day of the first month. On the next day, the 15th day of the month,You must begin celebrating the festival of unleavened bread. This festival to the Lord continues for 7 days, and during that time, the bread you eat must be made without yeast. On the first day of the festival, all the people must stop their ordinary work and observe an official day for holy assembly. For 7 days, you must present special gifts to the Lord. On the 7th day, the people must again stop all of their ordinary work to observe an official day for holy assembly.
在五到八节这么说道，正月十四日黄昏的时候是耶和华的逾越节，这月十五日你们向耶和华守的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼七日，第一日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给耶和华的七日，第七日是圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
So Passover really was God's way of teaching mankind the basis of salvation is resting in God's work.
逾越节，他要教导他的子民，真正的这个 救赎呢是在上帝已经做成的这个善工里头得到休息。
The first Passover with Moses was a foreshadow of the ultimate Passover lamb and deliverer.
在摩西时代第一个这个逾越节呢是预表的是预表的我们最终这个逾越节羔羊和救赎者的来到。
So if you know from Exodus, 9 plagues in Egypt, had come about, and God told his people now he was going to send the angel of death to the land.
在上帝给这个埃及人的九个疫情之后呢上帝告诉他的子民呢这个灭命天使他将会这个派这个灭命天使来到。
He would kill the firstborn son of every family, but they could escape that judgment by trusting God, placing the blood of a sacrificial lamb on the doorpost of their homes.
这个灭命天使呢，将会把所有家庭里头头生的长子呢来灭掉，但是呢他们可以借着相信上帝呢把这个羔羊的这个血呢涂在门框上呢他们就可以躲过这个灾祸。
This would cause the angel of death to pass over, spare their lives, and ultimately deliver them from slavery.
这么做呢将这个灭命天使呢将会放过他们而且呢最终呢会带领他们脱离这个被奴役。
The same deliverance from slavery and sin and death occurs when we put our trust in the work of Jesus.
同样的，当我们相信主耶稣已经做成的善工，那我们同样的能够被从这个罪的这个奴隶和死亡的这个当中呢，来被拯救出来。
Now we aren't saved by Christ as an example or Christ as a teacher. We're saved by Christ's blood.
我们并不能因为效法耶稣基督或者说像耶稣基督一样来教导人来被得救，但因为我们是被因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们才被拯救的。
1 Peter 1:18 through 20, For you know that it was not the perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Passover lamb, without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.
在彼得前书第一章18-20节这么说道，知道你们的得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前预定被上帝知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
So the Feast of the Unleavened Bread was really a continuation of the Feast of Passover.
这除酵节实际上是跟着是接着这个逾越节之后它的节期持续了有七天。
It lasted for 7 days, it was celebrated as one continued festival for 8 days.
他持续了这个七天呢之后呢，那接下来有一个就是一个八天的这个节期。
And in those 8 days, 2 Sabbaths were involved, plus the weekly Sabbath.
在这个八天的节期里头呢有两个这个安息日包括在里头了。
Now the Israelites were to clean out all leaven or yeast out of their homes and eat only unleavened bread.
这以色列人呢，要把家里所有酵母呢，都要除去，而且仅仅吃那些无效的饼。
Leaven or yeast represented sin to show they needed to let God remove sin from their lives.
这些酵呢，代表的是罪，我们需要上帝来从我们的生命当中来除去的。
See, when they left Egypt, they were in a hurry. So they left behind their leaven, just as we're supposed to leave behind our sin, too.
当以色列人匆忙离开埃及的时候呢，他们没有时间来把这个酵带上，这正是代表我们也应该要把我们的这个罪来除去的。
Now, leaven can take on many forms, but it was definitely the principle of self-righteousness.
酵呢，在我们的生命当中可以有不同的形式来出现。那它的这个主要的这个基本的这个就是自以为意这一件事情。
Jesus in Luke 12 spoke of the leaven of the Pharisees, which was self-righteous hypocrisy.
主耶稣基督在路加福音12章所讲到，要人们提防法利赛人这个笑，讲的正是这一类的自以为意的这个假仁假义。So
the next festival was the festival of first fruits, and it couldn't begin until they had entered the promised land.
接下来的讲的是出手节呢，他们没有办法，他们一直要等到。 他们进入这个应许之地之后，他们才能开始来过这个出手节的。So
we see Leviticus 23:10-12. Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you enter the land I am giving you, and you have harvested your first crops, bring the priest a bundle of grain from the first cutting of your grain harvest. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest will lift it up before the Lord, so it may be accepted on your behalf. On that day, you must sacrifice a one-year male lamb with no defects as a burnt offering to the Lord.
你小于在这个利未记第23章第10节，你小于以色列人说：“你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将出手的庄稼一捆带给祭司。” 他要把这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇，使你们得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日，把这捆摇一摇，摇这捆的日子，你们要把一岁没有残疾的公绵羊羔献给耶和华为燔祭。The
people took a sheaf of grain, cut it, and waved it before the Lord.
人们呢，把一束的这个庄稼，切下来呢。 然后在这个上帝面，在主面前摇一摇。As
we recently celebrated, Jesus rose from his grave as the first fruit and was the wave offering for believers today.
主耶稣基督呢，从坟墓里头复活呢，代表的正是他是出手的这个果子呢，而且他是为 为了后世的这个信徒呢，来代表了这个，来摇动这个，献这个祭的。He
is the first fruit of those who will be resurrected to eternal life with God.
他是对着后世。 将会在借着因着主耶稣基督来得到永生的复活的这些人呢，来讲主耶稣基督他是出手的果子。
We see this in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 15:23. But there is an order to this resurrection Christ was raised as the first of the harvest, then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back.
在新约哥罗西书十五章二十三节这边讲到说，但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
So the first harvest was to be offered on the day after the Sabbath, the Lord's day of resurrection.
第一个丰收呢，是在主复活之后的安息日所献的这个祭。
Yeah, see, that resurrection of the first harvest is now what believers call the Lord's Day, Sunday.
今天呢，在这个第一个丰收之后的庆祝呢，就是现在基督徒所称的这个主日。
This first harvest was of barley. It was a small crop compared to the summer harvest of wheat.
第一个出手的这个是大麦是一个不像夏季的那个丰是大的丰收，这是一个比较小的这个收成。
The harvest of wheat represented a greater harvest of souls, which we can recognize now as we look to the festival of weeks or Pentecost in Leviticus 23:15 through 17 and 21a.
这个丰收，这个小麦的这个丰收呢，代表的是更大的这个灵魂上面的这个丰收。我们现在呢所谓的这个七七节和五旬节，也就是我们所谓的这两个节日接下来我们就再看利未记第二三章十五到十七节。
From the day after the Sabbath, the day you bring the bundle of grain to be lifted up as a special offering, count off seven full weeks. Keep counting into the day after the seventh Sabbath, 50 days later. Then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring two loaves of bread together to be lifted up before the Lord as a special offering. Make these loaves from four quarts of choice flour and bake them with yeast. They will be an offering to the Lord from the first of our crops. 21. That same day will be proclaimed as an official day for holy assembly, a day on which you are to do no ordinary work.
第十五节这么说道，你们要从安息日的次日献禾捆为摇祭的那日算起，要满了七个安息日，到第七个安息日的次日共计五十天，你们又要将新素祭献给耶和华，要从你们的住处取出细面依法十分之二，加酵烤成两个摇祭的饼，当作出熟之物献给耶和华。
So we think these two.
第二十一节 ，twenty one. 当这日，你们要宣告圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。这在你们一切的住处，作为世世代代永远的定例。
So we think that these two loaves that were baked with yeast or leaven actually represent the Messianic Jewish church and the Gentile church together.
这两个用酵烤出来的饼呢，代表着今日的这个相信弥赛亚的耶稣及犹太人和这个外邦教会。
The Festival of Weeks was celebrated 7 weeks after first fruits on Sunday, the first day of the week.
七七节呢是出熟节之后持续七个礼拜的这个庆祝， on Sunday 的主日，在第一个第一周的这个周日开始算起。
In fact, Pentecost means 50 days. The festival took place on the 50th day after Passover.
五旬节呢，是指在这个逾越节之后第五十天呢，所庆祝的一个节日，持续了五十天。
And we now recognize that the birth of the church that we call the church was on the day of Pentecost, and it came from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道呢，教会的诞生呢，也正是在五旬节时候，伴随着圣灵的这个浇灌。
So Pentecost then symbolized the great harvest of over 3,000 souls that trusted in Jesus as the Messiah, as we can read about in Acts 2.
在《使徒行传》第二章，我们可以看到五旬节呢，象征着有三千人的相信耶稣基，因着相信耶稣基督呢，三千个这个灵魂呢，而被得救的一个丰收的。
Let me just kind of summarize these first four festivals, how we can lay them out.
接下来我就把这个前面的这个四个节日呢来做一个做以下的这个总结。
Passover represents Jesus, the Lamb of God, dying on the cross for God to pass over our sins.
逾越节呢，代表了耶稣基督呢，上帝的羔羊呢，为我们死在十字架上，所以呢，神他不再纪念我们的罪。
The Feast of Unleavened Bread represents cleansing our lives and beginning our journey with Him.
无酵节呢，代表了我们清理我们的这个洁净我们的这个生活呢，而来开始我们和主耶稣基督的这个旅程。
The Feast of First Fruits represent the resurrection of Jesus and the hope of our resurrection.
初熟节呢，代表着耶稣基督的这个复活呢，和我们复活的盼望。
And Pentecost represents the empowerment of the Holy Spirit for us to be part of the great harvest of souls.
五旬节呢，代表了圣灵呢，成为我们灵魂得救丰收的一个凭据。
So with the ideal of the first four harvests, they point to the first coming of Jesus, and the last three that we're going to look at to His second coming.
前面四个节庆呢，代表着都指向耶稣基督第一次的到来，而后面我们接下来要谈的三个节期呢，主要是指向耶稣基督第二次的到来。
These last three start with the festival of trumpets that we see in Leviticus 23:24-25. Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. On the first day of the appointed month in every early autumn, you are to observe a day of complete rest. It will be an official day for holy assembly, a day commemorated with loud blast of a trumpet. You must do no ordinary work on that day. Instead, you are to present special gifts to the Lord.
吹角节呢，在利未记二三章二四节这边讲到说呢，你晓谕以色列人说，七月初一你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给耶和华。
On the first day of the seventh month, they were called the people together to the end of one agricultural year and the beginning of another.
第七个月的第一日呢，召集你的这个百姓呢， 来庆祝一年的这个结束呢，同时也是来年的一个开始。
Now today, for Israel, it's the first of the new year, and there's a blowing of a ram's horn, which is called a shofar.
演变到今日呢，犹太人这日呢，吹角节就变成犹太人新年的犹太。人新这个的新年，也就是我们这个新这个吹这个公羊的这个角呢，也就演变成今日的这个吹角节了。
In the present day, it was the context of requesting the Lord's help.
在吹角节呢，它也象征着人们在臣服在这个上帝面前，请求上帝的这个帮助。
But present day, it is the assurance that God will hear their prayers, and once again, we see this holy day of rest and assembly.
同时，他也再次的来向再一次的。也是上帝向人们保证他会听人们的这个祈求再一次呢在这个安息日呢圣安这是我们也看再一次的看到这是圣安息和这个圣会。
So it seems these festivals point to the conclusion of the age.
在这里呢，我们也看到了这三个节期呢从吹角节开始呢也都指向了一个世代的一个终结。
1 Corinthians 15:52 says, In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
就在哥林多前书第十五章第五十二节这边讲到，就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人也要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
So let's move quickly to the Day of Atonement, which was next, Leviticus 23:27-31. Be careful to celebrate the Day of Atonement on the 10th day of the same month, 9 days after the festival of trumpets. You must observe it as an official day for a holy assembly, a day to deny yourselves and present special gifts to the Lord.Do not work during the entire day, because it is the Day of Atonement, when offerings of purifications are made for you, making you right with the Lord your God. All who do not deny themselves that day will be cut off from God's people, and I will destroy anyone among you who does any work on that day. You must not do any work at all. This is a permanent law for you and must be observed from generation to generation wherever you live.
接下来我们要看的这个是赎罪日这是在利未记第23:27-31。七月初十是赎罪日，你们要守为圣会，并要刻苦己心，也要将火祭献给耶和华。当这日什么工都不可做，因为是赎罪日，要在耶和华你们的神面前赎罪。当这日凡不刻苦己心的，必从民中剪除；凡这日做什么工的，我必将他从这民中除灭。你们什么工都不可做，这在你们一切的住处，作为世世代代永远的定例。
The people denying themselves was really their repentance of sins and having their impurities removed.
百姓们刻苦己心呢，正代表着他们对罪的悔改和请求，这个罪污被洁净。
This was so that they could continue their covenant fellowship with the Lord.
这样子呢，他们也就可以继续的来持续的和主有这个盟约。
If one didn't observe that day, they denied the Lord's holy hatred of sin and the need for forgiveness.
如果一个人不遵守这个节日呢，也就代表他反对这个上帝的这个圣洁。
Yeah, skipping on to 105, those refusing to observe were cut off and judged by God, as they will be in the final judgment.
Which one?
Number 105. Refusing to observe meant they were cut off, and in the final, it's like refusing God's salvation.
这些拒绝来守这个圣日的呢，他们将会被剪除，而且在这个最后的这个审判日呢，上帝会来审判他们。
I think for time's sake, I'm going to skip the verses on the Festival of Tabernacles, except for one that we'll get to. But just to say, it was on the first day and the eighth day, and there was a gathering again for a day of rest.
接下来这个祝棚节呢，那我们就不读里头的经文，但是在这里祝棚节的第一日和第八日呢，他们都有聚集这个盛会，也是一个休息的日子。
But what you'll see if you read through those verses, God didn't want the Israelites to come before Him simply as individuals.
在这里我们可以看到呢，上帝呢，并不喜悦以色列人单独的来到神的面前来庆祝。
He made these times of holy gathering and called individuals into a body of covenant keepers.
他在要这个圣民们呢，聚集在一起，成为一个守约的一个团体，来庆祝。Believers,
as we are, need brothers and sisters to strengthen and encourage them in their life with the Lord.
我们都是属神的信徒呢，那我们在主里面呢，需要彼此的扶持和来鼓励。
The Lord doesn't call us only to follow Him, but also to be a part of His family.
主呢，并不仅仅要我们来跟随他，他也要成为我们这个大家庭里头的一员。The
tabernacles, the time of tabernacle, was a great time of rejoicing, the seventh festival in the seventh month for 7 days.
祝棚节呢，代表了一个 极大的一个欢乐的节庆，总和了这个七个节期，在这个时间上呢，是在这个第七个月份上面，也持续七天。And
among those verses on that, Leviticus 23:40, and you shall take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees and boughs, leafy trees and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days.
在利未记39节这边讲到说呢，你们收藏了地的这个出产，就从7月15日起要守耶和华的节，7日，第一日为安息，圣安息。 第八日也为圣安息，第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子，与茂密树的枝子，并河旁的柳枝，在耶和华你们的神面前欢喜7日。And
this word for rejoicing is not just saying, "Oh, we're happy," like the UN's Day of Happiness.
这里所谓的 欢喜呢，并不是我们讲说我们很快乐而已。
It points to the ultimate eternal rejoicing in the long-awaited kingdom of our God and Savior.
他正指出就是我们最终在主里面的欢喜快乐。
The festival likely points prophetically to the marriage supper of the Lamb in Revelation 19:9, which you probably have been hearing from Pastor Gary. Number 116. Oh, okay. You don't have to read 19:9. Just 116. Or just translate what I said. Well, I started with Leviticus 23 suggesting three main themes of these festivals. But of course, both 1 and 2 fall under the overall theme of the gratitude for what God has done and continues to do in our lives. I started with the three themes that I said of rest and of gathering, but those two both come under the overall theme of gratitude for what God has done and continues to do in our lives.
我在这里做一个总结，后面所讲的这三个节庆的我们都要以感恩的心我们也知道I didn't catch this.
Well, I started out with three focus, and I said that would be on the Sabbath or rest, and on gathering together, and then thirdly on what God has done. But we see the first two fall under what God has done for the rest and so forth. And I think we probably have seen that from the previous verses. But let's take time to pray and give God thanks for what He's done.
接下来让我们来祷告我们来感谢主让主来带领我们。
Father, we thank You that You've always been the same. You've always been the good God that wanted the very, very best for the people that You created and the people You love. We thank You so much for calling us to be Your people, to grafting us into the vine of the Jewish people that recognize Jesus as the Messiah. We thank You for being able to see that in the past and now today and ongoing into the future, that it's really about what You've done, how You've saved us for Yourself, how You've made us Your people, and how You continue to work in our lives. So I just pray that we will think of that daily, and we will rest in what You have done, and we will not forget together, whenever possible, to celebrate that. And we give You thanks in Jesus' name.